We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
But I guess the key takeaway, Evan and I were just talking about it during the break there, he is not going to call defensive plays, clearly not going to call offensive plays either. He's going to be a head coach in the truest sense of being a head coach and delegate those authorities to other people. And I think that typically makes for the most successful head coach.
It's significant because, look, I know that there are successful head coaches that call plays on offense or defense, but this is a rookie head coach. And one thing the Jets have been needing in the worst way over the last decade and a half is not just competence, but a CEO head coach. Even in Rex's best of times, and I think he's the best example because Rex has been the best head coach the Jets have had in the last decade and a half. Probably further, but I'm not in the mood to get into any kind of argument about it. But it seemed at times, Craig, like it was all about the defense. And, oh, yeah, Brian Schottenheimer, you take care of the offense.
Sure.
And so the vision is the head coach that runs everything. And I think it would have been difficult to do as a rookie head coach who comes in as a known defensive coordinator to run the defensive plays while also having his hands in everything. This makes it easier to have his hands in everything. So my biggest takeaway, look, that's a great slogan, and you can make a T-shirt out of it.
All gas, fine. No break.
It's fine. I'm not ripping it. It means nothing to me, though, because it's just a slogan. Winning championships is the goal. That's why that mattered to me and resonates with me, because that's the damn goal, to win championships. And the other thing was, and this was at the beginning, it's nice to hear Christopher Johnson, see, I'm going to compliment him. It's nice to hear Christopher Johnson move into this century and change the structure from everyone reports to the owner to, okay, head coach reports to Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas reports to the owner. Now, Christopher didn't have to downplay it the way he did and say it's really not a big deal. It's not that different. He could have left that part out.
It's all right.
But I think it's important for us as fans to know, Craig, that that part has changed.
Yeah, I think it's important for Joe Douglas to know it and Sala to know it, too. There's a pecking order with the New York Jets that is in line with how winning teams do things. Owner, general manager, coach. And I thought Robert Salah said the one thing towards the end of that question. He said, well, it's collaborative, and we're going to talk about all things. He acknowledged, at the end of the day, Joe Douglas has the final call on that, talking about the roster and all that. But I think the biggest takeout is what all Jet fans wanted to hear. We are not committed to Sam Darnold as our starting quarterback today. And you know why we're not? Because Deshaun Watson is going to be our starting quarterback on March 17th. Now, all the other stuff, which is a little coach speak, a little Tony Robbins motivational type stuff, all that's good. I mean, it doesn't, you know, doesn't turn my boat, but it is good to hear. You know, I want players to know that I'm invested in them on a personal level. I think here's what players will love. I want to put a player in a position so that he can make a lot of money.
Yes.
That's at the end of the day, players could talk about their desire to win and be a champion. Being a champion comes second to money. Always has, always will. Guys don't give up on contracts for the sake of championships till the end of their careers in every sport, if they're given that opportunity. And if you are a player, that is what resonates with a player. That I'm going to give you everything I got. Right. It's going to become personal. And I'm going to try to put you in a position where you get pizzayed.
Yeah.
And that resonates very well with players.
Well, it shows, and I think it's interesting because we're learning about him. Like, because what did we know about Coach Salah before this? And even before we watch him coach our team, we know he's energetic. We know he's got a beautiful bald head. We know he's been successful.
And he has a connection to New York. He has a story with his brother, which we'll tell again later on. But go ahead.
Absolutely. But I think what you learn from those comments is that he's a player's coach. That's the description you get. He's a player's coach. And this is also very, very important. This resonated with me, and I'm sure most Jet fans thought this while listening to him and watching him. And this is the last time I'm going to say this guy's name, I promise. Dave. He's the anti-Gase, and that matters. He is the anti-Adam Gase in every way imaginable.
And he got much more comfortable as the press conference went on.
Sure.
You know, because he messed up the saying that he was trying to get out, which was, when you wake up, you got to be better than you were when you went to bed.
Yeah.
He kind of tries, but he's a little nervous, as you should be. It's a big deal, man. It's a big deal.
So, to me, one simple thing you have to say, and he did, is I'm here to win championships.
Yeah.
Because
that's
the ultimate goal. Again, and that's why
doesn't mean anything either, but
no,
it's all
but
good.
That you're laying out there on the table, this is why I'm here. I'm not here just to make players a lot of money. I'm not just here because this was my dream. I'm not just here for this or that. The ultimate goal is to win championships.
And look,
I love that.
He's not going to be a great coach or not a great coach wearing a jacket and tie on camera.
No, of course not.
He'll be judged when he's got the windbreaker and sweatshirt on, the headset over his ears, and he's on the sideline prowling like the beast that he is and that we've seen while he was with San Francisco. That's when he wins us over.
Of course.
That's when it's so that.
All this is, Craig, is a first impression.
That's it. And the first impression was good.
Yeah.
And nothing outlandish, nothing crazy. None of us are running through brick walls right now. But ultimately, when he puts on that New York Jet green mock turtleneck and that New York Jet green sweatshirt and he's got the hat on and he's up and down that sideline and he looks like the beast that we know that he is, that's when we all look at each other and we take that flask out of our jacket that we snuck into the stadium with the peppermint schnapps in it and the hot chocolate or just a straight old whiskey to keep our bones warm in the middle of a December snowstorm.
Pretty good idea.
That's when we fall in love with Robert Saleh as our head coach. We love the concept of it.
Sure.
But when we see it, and we're not going to see it till September.
No, and not
when we see it, we're going to lick our chops like we got a T-bone in front of our faces.
But there's also a fear. Because
I'm
going to tell you my fear. May not be your fear. You're a braver man than I am. I think that's clear. That's obvious. There's this fear, because it's happened before. I'll give you specific examples, whether it was Herm Edwards, or it was Eric Mangini, or it was Rex Ryan, even Todd Bowles, that success early means this is our guy, and he's going to be here for a long time. We've been burned by that. Because what I want as a Jet fan, it's what Giant fans want as Giant fans. They want a head coach that's going to be here for a decade. Not for 5 years, not for three, for a decade.
Because that equals success. That equates to success, right?
Of course, and they haven't had it. And when you thought you had it, when you thought, okay, this is the guy, back-to-back championship games in the first 2 years. I mean, what's better than that?
Nothing.
It didn't last.
Well, I mean, a Super Bowl would have been, but for us, nothing.
You know what I mean, though. It didn't last. So, for Coach Saleh, today is a day of hope. But for many Jet fans, there will always remain skepticism for a very long time.
Listen, we can learn from our history or be doomed to repeat it. The reason it didn't work long-term with Rex Ryan, and I did think they pulled the plug too early, is because he foobarred the quarterback. You know, he did. The single greatest mistake Rex Ryan ever made as a coach in any place he ever coached was that dopey decision to put Mark Sanchez back in the game against the Giants to win a preseason game, to win the Snoopy Bowl.
Mm.
That was the single biggest mistake he made. And I think if you ask Rex Ryan, you know, in a moment of pure honesty, he would take ownership of that. But it doesn't matter anymore.
But you hit on something. The biggest mistake he made was at the quarterback position.
Yes.
And that is the biggest answer into getting the sustained success that this organization needs.
You may not have seen
right
it.
Right out of the gate, that's one of the big decisions.
Look, it's not a big decision. Deshaun Watson's the answer.
Wow.
And Deshaun Watson, another video came out yesterday. This time he's buying some dude a car in Philadelphia. And again, what happens? His people say, we don't want Eagles green. We want Jet green. which is why the head coach is not going to come out of the gate lying to you. You know how easy it would have been today for Robert Saleh to come out and go when he was asked a question about Sam Darnold? He very easily could have said, yeah, right now today, as I sit here in a jacket and tie for a press conference, Sam Darnold's number one on our depth
chart.
That
would have been a bad answer.
He's our starting quarterback today.
Bad answer.
But he didn't lie to you. He started off our personal relationship as fans and head coach with honesty. And the honesty was, let me tell you how he game planned, Sam. Fearless in the pocket. He's got arm strength. He's got balls. He's a man. We game plan for that. Now let me talk to you as Sam's head coach. He may not be my starting quarterback.
That's the funny part, dude.
And that's the beauty of it, honesty.
He described him in this incredible way.
Yep.
And then said, there's a reason why he was picked as high as he was picked.
That's right.
He put him over in a big-time way. And then, and I agree, this is the only answer he could have given. He could not, it would have annoyed me, honestly, if he said, yeah, he's our guy for now. Because either he'd be making a rash decision or he'd be lying to you. And both are bad.
That's right.
So instead, he went with the only answer I feel he could have given, which is, we'll see.
Tell us all, we expect some all gas, no brake shirts immediately. And I have a couple concepts for it. I want a big fat jet fan with air coming out of his tuchus. All right? For one of the shirts. All gas. I don't know what you do for the brake part, but I want to see like a big fat jet fan with, you see a little plumber crack. Guys, maybe at a tailgate party. And air comes from the buttocks, all gas, no brakes. Jet football 2021. Can Izzo work on that? Is he working today? Can you make that happen?
All gas, no brake.
All gas, no brake.
Maybe put him on roller skates.
I like slogans. Just do it. Think different. Oh, my phone's ringing. There you go.
Is it the WFAN store?
Oh, look at that. Ooh, that's an interesting phone call to take.
Nah.
Hey, Joe. Yeah. No, I thought the press conference was great. You didn't talk all that much, but 4:30, he's coming on. Yes, you got it. Don't ask about Deshaun. No? Well, I'm going to. All right, bye. There you go. Not sure who that was. It's actually Chinese food. It's downstairs. 877-337-6666. Here's Joey in the Bronx. Joey, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, a long-time listener, first-time caller from High Bridge.
My man, what's good?
Yeah, listen, man. All I want is a new decade, new coach, get a new quarterback, and let's get this going, man. Let's start winning some damn games.
Wait a minute. Did you just say that you're from High Bridge?
Yes, sir. New York.
I know your whole crew. I know all you guys.
Right. I know you do. You know my whole crew.
Yep.
But we'll talk about that.
That'll be another day. I spent some time with some of his guys. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that off the air one day. And by the way, if you saw the movie The Joker, huge stairwell that he comes down, that's High Bridge.
Gotcha.
That's my neighborhood.
That's your neighborhood. I got you, baby. All right, good.
Hey, man. We need some wins. We gotta be irrelevant. I mean, I'm tired of being the bottom of the barrel.
Yep.
You know the Jets. The Jets have a awesome fan base, man. And we devoted to the team, man. We got to get some wins.
Joey,
man.
I'm with you, and I think. But before we start talking about championship or chips, I think
just to be irrelevant.
Yeah, I'm with you. Joey, talk to you soon, pal. I think the key thing is recognizing, as excited as we may be, and with all the selfish, greedy feelings we have as fans, which is our right to be. We do have to recognize there are stepping stones to success. And those stepping stones, we just took a real major one. We hired a guy that we believe, listen, he may not win championships, who knows, but we do clearly have a competent man. We have a leader of men. We have a guy who's going to clearly put his soul and passion into the job. And recognizes what he can't do, which is a big part of being a great leader.
And now, he's acknowledged that, too.
Yeah, to me, that's a huge stepping stone.
Sure.
Right? The next stepping stone is talent. You have to have talent. I don't care how good you are. Phil Jackson never won without Michael Jordan and Shaq and Kobe. And Bill Belichick didn't win without Tom Brady. So as great as a mind that you might have as a coach, you cannot win without talent. So the next stepping stone for us, I believe, as Jet fans, is free agents and draft. And, of course, if the Deshaun Watson thing is legitimately on the table, you know, going everything you can to try to acquire a franchise quarterback. Once you've got those two things combined, then you can start talking realistically about the third stone, which is the opportunity to win championships.
No one's suggesting in 2021 the Jets are winning the Super Bowl, obviously. But that's the ultimate goal. That's it. Because as soon as you get to being good and relevant, like our last caller said, you want more. It wasn't that long ago when the Jets were good and relevant. I mean, it was a decade ago, but they were. But then you wanted to seal the deal. The most important thing Joe Douglas needed to do during this offseason was get the coaching hire right.
I think he did.
At least in the view of public opinion, myself and yourself, I know Joe feels the same way, they got it right.
Well, and here's what's important about that. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to hire a former Indianapolis Colts offensive coordinator, 39-year-old Nick Sirianni,
yes,
as their head coach.
Yep.
So McDaniels is not getting that job.
Right.
So if you take a look at the, I think, six now, mm-hmm, head coaching positions that have been filled, Arthur Smith in Atlanta, Sirianni in Philadelphia,
Urban Meyer in Jacksonville.
Matt
Campbell in Detroit.
Okay, if you look at all of them, mm-hmm, outside of the fact that they're all white, other than our guy who's Muslim American, here's the deal. Would any one of those guys made you feel better as a Jet fan than the guy we got?
No, and I think that's a part of the good feeling that the Jet fans have right now. Now, that could all turn out to not be true. I mean, Arthur Smith may be the best of the bunch. We don't know.
Nope.
But in this moment, I think Rob Saleh was the guy that was going to excite us the most. But that was the thing Joe Douglas needed to hit, the right head coach. Because coaching in this sport more than any other sport, it matters in a huge way. If you're going to draft a young quarterback or Sam Darnold's going to run it back with him, let's just take Deshaun out for a second. You need that guy to be coached well. One of the problems with Mark Sanchez and Sam Darnold wasn't just them. It was the coaching around them. It was also the talent around them. But it's about coaching. And so there is hope today that the Jets are going to be well coached. Because if you do draft a young quarterback or you do run it back with Sam, that's going to be essential in his development. And if you want to get to that land of winning a championship or championships, let's look at the obvious. You need a damn good quarterback.
Well, we have a problem now. Already a problem. Apparently, the phrase "all gas, no brakes" was a Matt LaFleur line.
Yeah, but Matt LaFleur is his boy.
Just saying. What? Can't steal a slogan from somebody.
But
and there's also a podcast that's called "All Gas, No Brakes."
Oh, really?
So what are we doing? We need a slogan.
Well, hold on a second. Matt LaFleur is now going to be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Or Mike LaFleur, I should say.
Mike, Matt's brother.
Wait, so who had the slogan?
Matt.
Matt had the slogan?
Yeah, that's what people are telling me, that Matt LaFleur had the slogan, all gas, no brakes. But they're saying since Saleh hired his brother, he's probably going to give it to him.
Yeah, but who had it first?
All gas, no brake.
I got to see, now we have to, now, all right, we're going to have to ask the coach about that.
Oh, boy.
You can't steal someone else's slogan. Now, you can enjoy the slogan. Mm-hmm. You can, with permission, say, hey, Matt LaFleur had this slogan, all gas, no brakes, and I live by it. I'm good with that, too.
Mm.
But it seemed to me like that was almost like his slogan. He made it sound like, I've got a slogan for you. We're going to have to come up with a new slogan now.
So
tell Izzo, cancel the shirts.
Yeah, you got to cancel the shirt.
Well, I would like to see the fat guy thing. That would make
I just want to see it out of humor now.
Yeah.
Apparently, Matt LaFleur said it on the sideline.
All gas, no brakes?
Yeah, he said, all gas, no brake to his team.
That's his then.
Yeah.
That's his.
Damn it, I thought it was at least his brother, because then you could say, because Matt LaFleur, or Mike LaFleur, oh boy, was the best man of Coach Saleh.
Yeah, so I'm good. So,
or maybe it was vice versa.
So if Mike LaFleur owns it, and you're just using it, and the guy's working for you, we could give you ownership of that.
No, hold on.
You can't take it from another team.
I agree with you. So why don't you finally come back and agree with me?
On what?
Your little old partner. That the best slogan from this press conference was never all gas, no break to begin with.
Because you yell at me a lot.
I'm saying it passionately.
It's a lot of yelling lately.
Am I yelling?
Yeah.
Or am I passionately talking?
Like, I don't think when you go home you talk to your wife or your other friends like this.
I do.
You yell all the
sometimes,
time?
Sometimes my wife gets mad at me for it. Yeah.
It's like your conversational tone is yelling.
Is it?
It seems like it.
I'm excited.
No.
On a day like today, I'm happy excited.
Yeah.
On a day like a week and a day ago with James Harden, yeah, I was yelling at
him. No, that's okay. That one.
Oh, that was okay?
Dribble, 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 fat, fat, fat was pure, unadulterated, raw emotion.
So what am I doing now?
You're yelling at me.
Out of?
I don't know.
Excitement.
Yeah, but you said you don't like
what?
The slogan.
No.
You're anti-slogan.
Hold on a second.
Evan Roberts hates slogans.
Craig, time out.
Good to the last drop.
Craig,
hate it.
Craig, what I said was...
Just do it. Hate it.
What I liked the most from his press conference...
Think different. Hate it.
...was we're going to win multiple championships.
Breakfast of Champions hates it.
Well, they are all kind of dumb.
Because that's all a slogan that means what? What does all gas, no break mean? Define it.
Means we are aggressive.
Oh, okay.
But there's no
aggressive.
Break. So that means you're going to get called for a 15-yard penalty.
No, what it means is that at some point, if you believe Kyrie Irving, we're going to fall off the end of the earth.
Why you got to pick on Kyrie right now?
Just bring it back home.
All gas, no break basically means 15-yard penalty, personal foul.
No, it does not.
There's no break.
All gas, no break means aggressive. Never take your foot off the pedal.
Craig,
we are aggressive on every play.
If you are,
we don't take a play off. It's not our slogan.
I understand, but
we stole it.
But I'm killing the slogan. Hopefully, that'll make you feel better. If Fadu Kassi is using all gas to get to the quarterback and he doesn't break, what happens?
Who's Fadu Kassi?
He's on the Jets.
I don't tease him.
Oh, okay.
Here's the problem: all gas, no break. Has gotten the Green Bay Packers to back-to-back NFC Championship games.
Great.
I'm pretty good with that slogan.
You think Aaron Rodgers had something to do with that?
All gas, no break. It's a mentality.
Well, no. The slogan, if you need one, when he said, we are here, and you can get the exact quote.
No,
Bozo's probably
that's not
even
a slogan.
Cut it, was to win multiple championships.
That's not a slogan.
What is it then?
It's a statement.
Yeah,
it's not a slogan.
And what's wrong sometimes with a statement?
I don't mind statements. I like slogans.
Why do you like slogans?
Because slogans make me happy.
Why?
Like jingles. I like jingles.
Like jingles.
I like slogans. Where's the beef? Great slogan. Wendy's. Because you're worth it. L'Oreal.
Yeah, but...
De Beers. A diamond is forever.
It doesn't really mean anything. When Coach Sala says the goal is to win championships...
That's a statement, not a slogan.
Yeah, but you know what it is?
Just do
it. It's the ultimate goal that we all have.
How about this?
Make a shirt out of that.
How about this?
What?
One of the greatest slogans of all time.
Slogans.
Finger licking good.
How stupid.
That tells you exactly what it is. There you go. How about this? Red Bull gives you wings. You know what it means?
And what does that mean?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I like it, though.
Do you
makes
know
me happy.
What does?
Because I'm a simpleton.
Okay, you are a simpleton.
I like
so
simple things. I like slogans and jingles.
So why wouldn't goal is to win championships compute in your head? Isn't that simple?
That's a statement.
What's wrong with a statement?
It's not as good as a slogan.
All of those things you just said statements?
No, slogans are more memorable than statements.
Goal is to win championships is not memorable.
That's not a slogan.
Get your megaphone out. Just get it out.
I'm not doing it.
Yes.
I'm not doing it.
Goal is to win championships.
It doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
Because it's just a throwaway statement.
A throwaway?
I hope that's your goal.
It's
if you ask any
mantra.
New coach, ask any coach at any level of sports, from peewee football up to the NFL.
Nope.
What's your goal?
Here's why
win championships.
Wrong. Here's why you're wrong.
Right?
When Eric Mangini was here, we all reflect on experience. He wouldn't use the P word. He wouldn't say it. Even as it looked
obvious. The P word?
Yeah.
What's the P word? Let me think. Don't tell me. Eric
Show
Mangini.
Me Putin.
Wait, Eric Mangini would not use the P word?
Yeah. During the 2006 season, he would not use the P word.
Penis?
No.
Hold on. He would not use the P
word. It's not derogatory.
Eric Mangini would not use the P word.
Yeah.
P as in Paul. That P?
Yeah.
Well, it's not championships. It's not Super
Bowl. It's not championships. It's not Super
Bowl. It's not Belichick.
Not Belichick.
Huh.
He wouldn't use
podcast.
That word either.
What, I have no idea what the P word is. Let me think about this now. Eric Mangini, who's a horrendous coach, has no personality
but at
whatsoever.
The time, people loved him. Let me just throw that in there. He was the man genius.
Popper's Penguins.
Nope.
He didn't like the movie.
Wouldn't say. That was not it. Keep trying, though. You're getting closer.
Pretzels.
I think he had no problem with pretzels.
We're not talking, all right, but that's not it.
Package.
Package. Thank
nope.
you, Mike.
No.
Don't know.
Do you want me to tell you or no?
No, I want to think about it
okay.
for a while.
You
now
keep
I'm bothered.
About it.
How do I not know what P word Eric Mangini wouldn't use and why is it important that he wouldn't use it?
I mean, it was a part of the goal that you say is obvious. And so when you say, oh, but everybody says the goal is to win championships, yeah. Not really. And sometimes that's important to hear as a fan that, yeah, that's why we're all here. That's the whole goal of this thing.
Here's Pete in Queens. His name starts with a P. Penetration starts with a P. I guess those aren't the answers. Petey, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, Craigie. You know what Rob Salat should make his slogan is
what?
Repeat the F word, blank, 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 I-S-H. Do you remember that guy who called you up like 10 years ago?
Wow. I'm sorry. Yeah, sure I do.
This dude called up and just over and over and over again kept on saying that he was going to print up shirts that said Giants new slogan is repeat the F word, blank, 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 I-S-H.
Ish. Yeah, you know, now that you say it, I'm not lying to you. I vaguely remember that, but I don't remember it enough to find that funny.
I find your reaction funny to it.
I mean, I'm glad that a caller from 10 years ago stood out to you. Or whatever we did with it, but I don't remember exactly what the message there was, other than it clearly didn't make sense then or now, by the way. So I'm with you on that. So there you go.
That slogan did not stick with you, unfortunately.
What's the P word?
Oh, you want me to tell you?
I kind of want to know what the P word is now, just to put a close to this segment.
Playoffs. Playoffs.
He would mention playoffs?
He would not mention playoffs.
Huh, why not?
Why not?
I mean, at any point, like,
wouldn't mention it.
Like, he wouldn't mention it when he got the job or
throughout
when they
season.
Were, like, 6-5.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk
throughout
about playoffs.
We don't talk about the playoffs. Look, there's nothing wrong.
Maybe that's why he didn't go to them that often.
He went that year. And they got quickly thrown out. It sometimes seems obvious, and I understand your reaction. Oh, it's obvious. Of course you want to win championships. But it's important as a fan, at least it is for me.
Yeah.
When the new guy in town or the GM or the coach or the owner specifically says, yeah, want to win championships. Huh. The goal's not to be relevant. The goal's not to make a lot of money. The goal's not to be good. The goal is to win championships. Because I can guarantee every Jet fan listening, sure, I'd love if they just won 7 or 8 games where they could play a relevant December the way the Giants did. That's great. That's not the goal. McMonagle doesn't feel like, oh, well, we were relevant till the end of the year. That was great. No. He's thinking about the playoffs next year. And then after that, he's going to think about a damn championship.
Which is why he was so,
we're here for.
That's why they were so upset that the Eagles screwed him in that last game. Because it prevented them from going to the, I just won't use the P, layoffs. There you go. It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Coach Salah will join us at 4:30 this afternoon. And we'll help him come up with a new slogan. I will find out if he actually lifted that slogan from Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers. And there is video of LaFleur on the sideline saying exactly that. All gas, no brakes. So I guess we now need a new slogan.
Is this a scandal?
I don't know if we make it one.
I ask you this because if a political leader, in fact, I'm not trying.
A political leader?
I don't mean, I
really.
Our president once got in trouble.
Here we go.
In 1988 when he was running for president, he was involved in a scandal because he may have lifted something.
Well, he cheated in law school.
Everyone
knows about that. He lifted stuff and was a plagiarizer in law school.
Okay, so.
Well, that goes back to like 1932, though. Like, does it even count? Like, if you cheated in the 30s, haven't we forgotten about it already? Like, do people really care in Chicago that the Black Sox scandal took place?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Of course you do.
No, no one does.
Of course you do.
I don't even know if it really happened.
So this is not a scandal. I just want to make this clear.
What, the all gas, no break?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk to Coach about it at 4:30 and find out if it's a scandal.
By the way, that's not what I was referring to. It was during a stump speech when he was running in 88. The president, President Biden.
Oh.
That's why he had to drop out in 88.
Let's leave politics out of
it. It's not
show.
Politics.
No.
It's just a fact. He's over it. It's no big deal now.
Then why'd you bring it up?
Because I'm asking you an innocent question. Is this a plagiarism scandal?
Yeah, could be.
Oh!
Could be.
And I was giving you relevance in that.
Could be. Might be. Could be. We're going to find out at 4:30.
That's all I'm asking.
I can promise you that. In the meantime, I think it's our duty as Jet fans to help the coach come up with a better slogan. And if he wants it, I will lend him come get some. If he wants to use that going forward. And I don't want anything for it.
Wow.
Just the acknowledgement that you're going to use it. It's mine, but you can have it. And I'll give you come get some now if you need it. Because it appears that we need a slogan. You also need Deshaun Watson. So,
well, we have a slogan for Deshaun
Watson.
Let's
get it on.
Get us Deshaun.
You're yelling again.
You did a lot of excitement.
I like that, though.
Oh,
passion.
Now you like
that's
it?
That's another P Mangini never used. Passion.
No, he didn't have that.
Most boring guy on the planet. Ugh. Right?
Guy
could make the Goodfellas seem boring. It was brutal. Absolutely brutal.
The Goodfellas was brutal to
no, you? No. Mangini.
Oh, okay.
Mangini could ruin anything that's fun. If it's fun, don't put it in front of Eric Mangini. He's going to make it not fun. 877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Stay where you're at. We're only about an hour or so away from talking one-on-one with the new head coach of the New York Jets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.